Well, we're at the top of the hour, and I am going to go ahead and turn it over to our host for the day, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Weatherspoon, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for welcoming and greeting everyone to the Master's Call this morning. We extend warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. Thank God for you joining our Master's Call this tremendous Tuesday morning. We are excited about Jesus on this line and that the Lord has afforded us a place where all the eagles can gather each and every morning to lift up the name of Jesus. The Master's Call truly is all about the Master. From the beginning to the end, this call is developed, formatted, and focused on celebrating our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so excited that today we have someone that many of you have heard many times and love to hear from him. But before we bring him to the line, we always love to keep the vision of the call in front of you. And we began this journey back in October of last year, Dr. P.K. Roberts, one of the co-host visionaries of the call, who birthed it along with me. And we're excited that this vision has stayed in the forefront, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So each and every day on this call, we want to always put in the forefront of your thinking that it's about enriching your lives in Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Strengthening you in the Word of God. To enhance means to add, like the Jabez prayer, to expand our borders in Jesus, to be those kingdom builders, the ministers in the marketplace, and to empower you literally with infusing, downloading into your hearts and minds the Word of God so you go out with the authority that every believer walks in. And the foundational scripture for this call, the Master's Call, can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we are always seeking, focusing our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. And we know today our help cometh from the Lord. We have a website, and we encourage you and invite you to go and visit. It literally has a chronicle of all the messages since we began this journey. And our website is themasters, with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. Again, it's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there we invite you to avail yourself, to click on the different links to the messages and just take a praise break, a word break, and stir up your heart and encourage your spirit and really just focus your heart on that God is making a way out of no way each and every day. And on that website, you will find also our email address. One of the mandates that the Lord gave us when we began this call was to be a place of prayer, to be a haven of intercession. And we encourage you to send your prayer requests to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we have a team of prayer warriors who literally we send each other the prayer requests, and we wrap them in the Word of God, and the anointing of the Word destroys the yoke, and we're excited for the praise reports that have come forth. And you can also definitely send us the praise reports and just send us a shout-out and let us know you're out there. We have been so humbled by the growth of this call and the testimonies of the lives that it's affecting, and we do not take it for granted, and we're honored to pray. We're always looking for other prayer warriors. So if you have a heart to pray, a lifestyle of prayer, all of us, as Luke 18:1 says, we ought to pray. But those who know that they want to be those frontline foot soldiers, this call is about the Master's Call family, not just us. We welcome you to become an intercessor, a prayer warrior, and just email us again at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and our prayer general, Minister Amber, will get back with you. We know that when we started this journey, it was specifically to lift up Artists International, to pray, to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for a company that so many of us are a part of. And we encourage you who are part of Artists International to go to your back office. The company is in the middle of an I Am tour from coast to coast. We're excited this weekend, asking you to lift it up, keep it lifted up in prayer. And many of us will be for the South Regional Convention in Houston, Texas this weekend at the Crown Plaza on Saturday by the Reliance Stadium. And we always encourage you to pray. Don't take it for granted, or it'll go away. We've got to intercede, intervene for all the activities, lift up our owners, the Diaz and De Leon, the family. And for those of you on the line who are not a part of Artists International, we encourage you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and find out what all the excitement is about and why we're honored to be part of a family-owned Christian company and serve as ministers in the marketplace with artists as our tool and our outreach. We also are excited to just remember that all of us are believers and we need one another. We encourage you to go to the website. As many of you all heard yesterday, Dr. P.K. Roberts is taking a different direction, and we celebrate her helping us birth what we're enjoying the fruit of. The website, many of you all have asked about the funeral, the homegoing service. It is posted on the website. Please continue to keep her in prayer and the entire Roberts family. I'm going to ask at this time now that Minister Candy, who has just done such a great job of welcoming each and every one of you, come back to the line and give us our opening prayer so we can get our speaker up today to minister, thus saith the word of God. Minister Candy?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Dear Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name this morning. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Your word tells us that everything that has breath to praise ye, the Lord. So we praise you, our majesty. We praise you, our king. We praise you, our Lord. Father God, we lift up the Diaz de Leon family, and we thank you for giving them the vision for artists. God, it has served as a breakthrough for so many of your people, and we thank you for it. We ask that you continue to bless them as they continue to be godly representatives of you in the marketplace and carry out the mission you placed before them. God, guide them and order their footsteps, Lord. We lift up the founders of this master's call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Bless their coming in and bless their going out. Father, we ask that you continue to comfort Dr. PK. Wrap your loving arms around her. Let her feel your presence and not feel lonely. Be a pillow that she needs to lay on, Lord. Be the shoulders that she needs to cry on, Lord. Be the pillar that she needs to lean on. Be all that she needs during this time of grief. Lord, give her your comfort. Let her know that you will never leave or forsake her, Lord, as she goes through this time of grief and mourning. Lord, give Dr. Vanessa the strength and insight she needs to carry on without Dr. PK. Bring the team of people she needs to carry on and do your work for the master's call. Guide them into all truths and order their footsteps as they continue to minister the word of God. Lord, we pray for our speaker this morning. Let his words be your words, fresh and mighty words that come unhindered, unchecked, and uncompromised. Let them come with a new anointing and revelation knowledge. Bless Pastor Chuck. Guide him as only you can do. Order his footsteps and protect him from hurt, harm, and danger. Keep him healthy so he will be able to fulfill the calling you have on his life.
Father, we thank you that the phone lines and the airwaves are free from disturbances and interferences. We bind any attempt of the enemy to cause anyone on this line not to be able to hear your word this morning. Angels, you are loose to go and perform perfect clarity through the frequencies and perfect ability for all who are listening. Father God, we thank you that all have an ear to hear and an open heart to receive the Holy Ghost-filled message straight from your throne this morning. We love you, Daddy God. Thank you, Jesus. And in your precious name, we pray. Amen. Back to you, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tandy, for clearing the heavens so that the word of God can go forth freely. Just one more announcement. I'm so sorry that I did not include. We are also lifting up Minister Kathy Washington and Joseph B. Washington. Many of you all were been blessed so many times by his teaching of breaking the spirit of average, and Minister Kathy has brought powerful words and is one of our prayer warriors. Joseph Washington's mother was killed in a car accident there in Atlanta on Friday, and the memorial service for Mikhail Craig Harris will be this Wednesday, August 17th at 11 a.m. in Meadows Mortuary, and especially our artist distributors in the Atlanta area. We're asking you to wrap your arms around her, and a number that she gave for us is 404-588-7478, 404-588-7478. So please continue to keep the Washington family lifted up in prayer. Now to the word of God. We want to tell you to put your spiritual safety belts on. I tell you, I just love and appreciate this young general. Hails from Metairie, Louisiana, right outside of New Orleans, who has been such a faithful member and speaker and brother in the Lord of the Master's Call family since its very beginning. He is the pastor, husband, father, author, psalmist, cutting edge, truly prophetic mouthpiece of God, who loves God with all of his heart and is so radical for Jesus. I will introduce to some and present to many others who we love and appreciate so much, our very own Pastor Chuck Brown. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. How you doing?
I am doing great. So excited, and thank you for stepping up to the plate today to bring us the Word of God.
Amen. Praise God. We thank you for the opportunity. Thanks. We thank Minister Kathy for that wonderful and anointed prayer, and we are lifting up that family. Amen. When I heard the news, we immediately went to prayer and want to continue to lift her up, as well as Dr. PK. Amen. This morning, I want to minister, and it's going to be more of a teaching, but I want to minister from this subject, living a maximized life. Living a maximized life. Stated differently, we can say it, living life to the max. Sometimes God just shifts me into a new direction, and I believe with all my heart that we have to be able to discern when the Lord wants us to shift. And where God wants us to shift is to a place where we maximize our lives. That is to say that we live life to the fullest. How many of you want to tap into the move of God for this time and season? You're willing to look at what God is blessing and go after that. I'm often reminded of the example that Rick Warren stated in Purpose-Driven Life and Purpose-Driven Church, where we are not responsible for creating waves. A surfer does not create waves. What a surfer does is he looks at the waves that are created, and he surfs those waves. And that's what the Lord does. He creates waves. We don't have to go out there and create any, but when we see that he's doing something, we ride that wave out. So what I want you to do is I want you to run with this word and use it for your life. It's not for everybody. It's only for those who want to live life to the max and want to live life to the fullest, the maximizers. I discovered that there are three types of people. First of all, that there is the criticizer. The criticizer is one who blames others for their inability to succeed. They sit around and critique everybody else's life. They observe and have something to say about every move everybody else makes. criticizer is also the individual who believes that nothing is his or her fault. She blames the government. He blames the school. They blame politicians. They blame the pastor, the boyfriend, the husband, the children, the wife, the dog, the cat, the fish, the white man, the black man, the Chinese man, the Mexican, the police, the music. They blame everybody but themselves. But when our lives are not going the way that we want them to go, it's because of the choices that we make. It doesn't have to do with anybody else. Nobody is powerful enough to stop your destiny. Nobody is powerful enough to stop your vision. Nobody is powerful enough to keep you from reaching your goals. The next type of individual is the traumatizer. The traumatizer also blames other folk, but with one added feature. They also try to make everybody as miserable as they are. If he's feeling bad, then he wants to make sure that everybody around him knows it. The traumatizer is the kind of person who gets depressed and tries to make everybody else depressed. They try to, they get angry and they want everybody else to feel that same anger. And they get sick, they want everybody else to be there. Pardon me. They get into this pity party. I told folk, listen, I'm talking just last week. I told my members, if you have a pity party, I need you to understand. I want you to keep me off the guest list because I'm not coming. So we have the traumatizer, we have the criticizer, but the individual that God is calling for us to be is not the criticizer, nor is it the traumatizer. But we are called to be maximizers. The maximizer takes advantage of everything life has to offer. They take advantage of the good things and the bad things. They understand that the rain is just as important as the sun. They understand that night is just as important as the day. The maximizer possesses the strength to keep believing. He possesses the strength to keep planning and thinking, even though they're facing less than optimal situations. I wonder how many maximizers we have on the line today. Let me say this right off the cuff. This is not the time for you to sit back and watch everybody else get blessed. This is not the time for you to watch everybody else prosper. This is not the season for you to observe from the sidelines the favor of God being poured out on everybody else. This is a season for action. And God told me in this season that he's only rewarding action. Those of you who are ready to live your dreams, those of you who are ready to possess your land, those of you who are ready to bear witness to the next season of your life, I'm telling you, like T.D. Jakes would often say, get ready, get ready, get ready, because God is about to take people who are moving and speed them up. What God is about to do in this season reminds me of when I lived in Atlanta. In New Orleans, we don't have the type of interstates as they do in Atlanta, you know, in Los Angeles and other places, even Houston and other large metropolises. In New Orleans, you generally have about 3 lanes on the interstate. In Atlanta, there are 5 or 6 lanes on their interstates. And when you drive in Atlanta, you have a choice. You can drive in the lanes that everybody else is driving in, or you can get over into the far left lane that is reserved for those who want to get to their destination faster. This lane is called the express lane. You usually see those who don't qualify to be in the express lane stuck in traffic. Those who don't qualify to be in the express lane have to deal with the flow of traffic. So if everybody else is going slow, they have to go slow. If everybody is at a standstill, they are at a standstill. But there are people on this line right now who say they don't have time to wait. They have to get to their destination as fast as possible. They don't have time to waste. They don't have time to hang around. They don't have time to linger with people who ain't going nowhere. They don't have time to see what kind of car the other folk are driving. These individuals who are in the express lane want to get to their point of arrival faster than everybody else. They want it bad enough until they're willing to push harder, drive faster, and move expeditiously because they have somewhere to go. They know that every second counts. They know that every hour counts. They know that every minute counts. I don't have time to be sitting around the house watching TV all day while everybody passes me up. Who's ready to drive in the express lane in life? Well, God says to tell those who are willing to do what others won't do to get ready to accomplish everything that you set your hearts to. Everything you pursue, like David, you will overtake. Every dream you go after, like Joseph, you will see it come to pass. Every house you you move out to buy, you'll have. Every car you go to the lot to purchase, you'll obtain. Every book you set out to write will be published. Every album you record will go out. God is putting us in the fast lane. You're going to watch people who were ahead of you all of a sudden be behind you. I got scripture for it. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. Yes. You're going to see people who started before you did end up trailing you. You're going to see people who wouldn't give you a ride, who wouldn't hire you, who wouldn't give you the loan, who wouldn't approve the request. You're going to see them with shocked looks on their faces because of how fast God moves you. Now, this is not for everybody. One of the requirements for driving in the express lane is that you don't drive below a certain speed limit. You got to keep it pushing. If you're not making moves, you can't experience the express move of God. If you're not making any plans right now, then you won't experience the express move of God. If you're not getting ready to apply or seek out or shot for, then you will not experience the express move of God. This express move is for those who won't move as slow as they did last year. You won't move as slow as you did last month and last week and even yesterday. Look, I took my time getting there last year, but this year I'm moving with a sense of urgency. I didn't capitalize off of every opportunity that presented itself to me last month, but God, this month I'm juicing every opportunity that comes my way. Here, I have 3 points that I want to share with you. Very simple points, but you're going to have to get it if you're truly going to maximize your life. You're going to need to understand these points and these principles, and then tomorrow I'll pick up from this from wherever we leave off. Number one, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want you to understand, no word, number one, no word, no faith. No word, no faith. If you don't have an abundance of the word of God in your life, then you will not be able to stand when the devil comes at you. And trust me, he will come after you because he doesn't want you to experience the type of life that God wants for you. I discovered something, that the devil ain't really tripping about you going to church. He don't care nothing about y'all going to church, because you can go to church and still not hear the word of God. What he does is he'll like in Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 8, you can just kind of just read that entire chapter, check it out. But in that scripture, Jesus is telling us that if we don't guard the word, then the devil will come and steal the word and keep you from believing or walking in faith. So he don't care nothing about you going to the word. If he can get the issues of life and the trials of life to choke the word as it's trying to grow in your life, then that's what he wants to do. Listen, if I can't get faith through my situations, then I won't be able to go through any situations if I don't have a reservoir of the word in my system. The only way I'm going to have faith reserves is to hear God's word continually. That's why this call is so important. That's why when Twyla had the call, it's so important, because we had to hear the word on a regular basis, not just Sunday only, not just midweek Bible study, but I have to position myself where I'm constantly hearing the word of God, because whatever I hear the most becomes what I believe. Faith comes by hearing, but doubt comes by hearing. Hear me. Poverty also comes by hearing. Yes, it does. Fear comes by hearing. That's why I'm careful what I listen to on the news. There are times, man, I'll just kind of shut things out because I don't want the fear factor to come into my life. I'm careful about what I listen to. Let me share this with you. On Sunday, I did something very unique at my church. I preached 3 sermons in one. And one of those sermons I did to the youth for back to school, it was iPod, which was an acronym for I'm Living in a Place of Destiny. And one thing I told them, I said, listen, you got to watch your playlist, because while you're going through life, there are people who will always speak certain things in your life. But the thing about a playlist that you need to grab hold to is that you can choose what you want to listen to and what you want to delete in your life. If people are talking negative, I delete you. If people are not talking the direction that I'm going in, I delete you. If people are talking anti the word of God or anti faith, doubt, and all of that stuff, I delete them from my playlist, because I don't want to hear anything that's not going to move me closer to seeing the vision of God come to pass in my life. Here's number two. No faith, no outpour. No faith, no outpour. So number one was no word, no faith. Number two, no faith, no outpour. Hebrews 11:6, for without faith, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. This is important to know because if I don't hear the word and attain faith, then I disqualify myself from God's blessings. How, Pastor Chuck? Because without faith, it is impossible. Impossible means it's not possible. It can't happen. There's no way that it can even happen. I can't please God if I don't have faith. Faith in God releases an anointing for abundance. Hallelujah. Faith in God releases an anointing for success. It releases an anointing for healing and for joy, but you will not receive the outpouring of God if you don't walk in faith. Let me tell you what faith does. I'm sure we have all adults on the line, but it's like a husband and a wife coming together, and then when there's a pleasing that takes place, there is a release, and the release causes whatever is in that woman to grow, and that's how we become impregnated. How you become impregnated. Well, in the spirit, when I believe God, God releases an anointing, hallelujah, that causes his promise to grow in my life. And that promise has to grow because I'm pleasing God. But if I don't please him, he does not bless me like I want him to bless me. Finally, here's number three, no action, no reward. No action, no reward. James chapter 2, verses 17 through 26, just check it out on your own time. The general theme of those scriptures is, that without faith without works is dead being alone. Faith without works is dead being alone. Check this out. Everybody is always excited about harvest. Yeah, I'm about to receive my harvest. My harvest is here. But what most people don't understand is that harvest time requires just as much work, if not more, than it took to plant the seeds. What I've seen happen is I've seen people sow seeds. They water the seeds. They weed out everything that doesn't belong. But when the seeds grow and bring forth the harvest, they sit there and they praise God. They dance around the church. They go crazy for the Lord, but they never go out and get their harvest. Your harvest requires that you go out and reap it. You have to cut it down. You got to stack it. Don't let your harvest sit there and spoil. Go out and get it. There's another qualifier for those who want to operate in the express lane. Those in the express lane have to use more gas. And with gas costing what it costs right now, there are people who don't want to pay the price. But moving in the express lane is going to cost you more. The whole essence of what I'm trying to get you to understand is if you're going to live life to the max, then you're going to have to pay the maximum price. Maximized living does not come without maximized giving. You want promotion on your job in the next 6 months? Then for the next 6 months, you have to give of yourself like never before. You want your business in order to take off and be platinum by the next extravaganza, then you're going to have to put out more effort than you've ever put out before. You want to put out a book this year, then you have to sacrifice sleep and leisure time because it costs. You want to be debt-free, then you're going to have to be willing to pay the price. You can't eat out every day. You can't go to the movies every other day. In this scripture, we're told repeatedly that faith without works is dead. That is to say that faith without corresponding action will not work for you. It's not enough to believe God. You have to physically go and do something to show that your faith is real. Confession alone won't do it. High five and 10 people won't do it. Running around the church 1,000 times might get you sweaty, but it won't get you the promise. You have to walk out and get your blessing. Here's the last, another requirement of those who will want to ride in the express lane. And this is so serious that if you violate it, I'm ending with this, you'll get a ticket for it. The signs for the express lane says two or more passengers. You can't be in the express lane by yourself. You have to have somebody else riding with you. And God says that this is the season that we don't just go up by ourselves, but we have to take somebody else with us. It's no sense in me going up and leaving my family behind. There's no use in me being blessed and leaving my members behind. We're going together. I want you to touch somebody that's near you, even if you're in your cubicle. Just let them know. Say, hey, listen, I'm going to make a pact with you. This year, this month, this time, this season, I'm going to push not only for my dream to come to pass, but for yours to come to pass. Yeah, Brenda, I'm going to pray that the Lord gives you a spirit of action. If you don't want to move, then move out of my way, and I'll find somebody else to go with me. But if you're willing to take action, then we're going together because we're two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll be a God in the midst. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you this morning, and I'll be on the line tomorrow to hear the conclusion of the matter. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I tell you, my preaching machine, teaching machine this morning, living a maximized life, living life to the max. Wow. The criticizer, the traumatizer, and the maximizer. We all want to be maximizers. Awesome, awesome word. And we look forward, Pastor Chuck, to part two tomorrow. Okay, Miss Evangelist Tiffany, we have a minute left. Please come and close this awesome word out in prayer. The floor is yours.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word, Father God, that you sent to us this morning, oh God. I ask that you would bless the man of God as he has delivered the word to us, Father God. And I pray that each and every ear that was open on this line, Father God, will align ourselves with what was given to us this morning, that we will maximize every moment, Father God, that we would maximize every opportunity, Father God. We claim right now and decree, Father God, deliverance, healing, prosperity, abundance, deliverance on this line right now. We claim that you would be the comforter in every situation where loved ones have been called to come home with you, oh God. Comfort them right now in your arms of protection, Father God. I ask right now that you would deliver mentally, spiritually, and physically, and financially, oh God, because you are the God of the breakthrough, Father God. And Father God, we surrender this day to you, Father God, that you would align our steps, Father God, with the steps that you have already predestined for our lives. And I pray today that we will walk into them, Father God, that we would surrender and submit our lives to you, our thoughts, our words, Father God, and our actions, oh God, that this day we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Now, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works within us, Father God, in him to be all glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and evermore. God bless each of you and have a wonderful day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist, for sealing that awesome word. Pastor Chuck, I tell you, this was some good meat word to chew on all day long, and with great anticipation, we look forward to the conclusion tomorrow morning. Minister Candy, thank you for opening us up in prayer. Thank you for getting everyone spiritually seated to receive this awesome impartation of the Word of God. And to each and every one of you on the line this morning, thank you for being a part of the Master's call today. Now it's your turn to go out, to submit and obey to the call of the Master on your life. You be the kingdom builder at utmost. Be his minister in the marketplace. Thanks again, and have an awesome day. And we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.